Irish features. The E sound that you'd find in normal words like plea and things like that, a little bit tighter than you might encounter in other situations. But the thing that's worth noting is the final E that you find in words like happy and quickly. It's really a very strong E that you get. It's not like you'd have in, say, RP or something like that, where you get a word like pretty. You get pretty, pretty lazy, chassis, jazzy, foamy. Silly Jessie was pretty lazy and very funny. The city is dirty, smelly, and extremely ugly. The E sound, like in dress, fellow, is E, and there's a little bit of an off glide sometimes. Met, bed, left, bless, edge, hem, neck, egg. Lester sent 10 red roses to Cecily. Whenever Jeff gets dressed, he forgets his red necktie. The ah sound that you normally get in words like trap and actors is more open, so you're getting an ah sound rather than ah sound like you'd expect in trap and actors. Trap, actors, it's a bit more open. So flap, jab, cram, bag, sack. Naturally, the cat and the rat acted antagonistically. The man made a gaffe as he calculated the ant's mass. The AR words that you would pronounce guarantee in this speech, it's not like American where you say guarantee. Larry, parasite, harassment, barrel, carrier. Harriet parried Barry's frantic marriage proposals in the carriage. The paratrooper shot an arrow in the arid landscape. The ah sound that you might use, in RP you'd say ah, bath, command. In North America we tend to say bath, command. So this is ah as well. So bath, dance, brass, daft, laugh, basket, branch. Might be a little bit more open than you would get on a word like flap, jab. Flap, path, it's a maybe a little bit more open. The calf stood halfway in the path. The castle staff were members of the lower class. The ah sound in lot, cloth, not is fairly rounded. It's not lat, cloth, not, or lat, cloth, not. You're not going to get that sort of sound, the ah sound. You're going to have quite a rounded sound. Not, rod, rock, bug, profit, honest, loft, off, Austria, gone, cost. The orange moth was extremely fond of cloth. Stop waffling, Tom, and buy the odd clock. The aw sound in thought and drawing is rounded, so it's not quite like you'd have in RP, like taught, but in that direction. So we get taught, bought, applaud, hawk, small. Paul taught his daughter to crawl when she was small. Never applaud a debauched and naughty performer. The U glide that you get sometimes is U, where you have the Q, few, cube, huge, where you have to have it. You can't say coo, foo, cube, and hooge. So you have to have those there. But on words like jupe, where you can have that coalescence and you get jupe and tune and stew and obtuse and juice. On a word like new, you might have it and you might not have it. You might have new. So the singer resumed the tune as the funeral director gave him his cue. It's your duty to review the Human Rights Bill as a neutral and lucid student. The ah sound that you'd normally have in strat and lack becomes strot and lock. It's almost like we're spelling it with an O. So we get cop, rob, hom, pulse, butter, don. The young monk hummed as he hurried up the hill. Her mother fussed about adding a touch of butter to the cup of flour. The UR spelling, like you might have in a word like hurry, in RP, hurry, curry, that sort of thing. In this Irish dialect we're working on, we get the same we had right before. So like up, we get hurry, curry, current, currency, furrow, hurry, hurricane, occurrence, Murray worried about the hurricane destroying the turret. Hurry to Surrey to buy some nourishing currants. Right. So the final of comma and letter. A letter. A letter is going to have a nice firm R on it. And I didn't write that properly in my IPA symbols. So we should have the R-coloured letter. That's different, you know. You've got a comma, idea, sofa, saliva, arena. And particularly at the end of a phrase, you can have a really bright sound. And in a flowing speech, you can have more of an sound. And actor, better, flavour, you're going to have a nice R-coloured sound. So the customer got a better offer on the sofa in order to reach the sales quota. The saga tells us the colour of the armour worn by the martyr in the arena. The sound in words like Norse, you're going to get either R or hort, cord, horrel, borst, irk, birch, girl, fir, myrtle, assert. The courteous colonel preferred a fish with curds rather than worms. I was urged to be a liqueur connoisseur, said the earnest girl at her worst. Now we're into the diphthongs, and so the first one's got an A, and it's quite tight. And in some cases, you might really say A and keep it quite pure. Change, taper, base, crepe, wait, day, rain, they, rain. The baby's name is April, and she weighs 8 pounds. The raven-haired lady deigns to bathe in the wave pool. I, as in price. Now, this is where we've got the I followed by a voiceless consonant. So, this is what the Canadian I comes from. Some mid-Atlantic states have this too, where you have the I sound. So, we've got price, night, like, rife, nice, type. Compared with the I sound of pride, ride, lime, alive, I, jibe, missile, fertile, agile, mobile. So we don't get that missile, fertile, agile, mobile that you'd get in America. So we have time. Sorry, I'd going back to the price ones. I'd like it when the airplane for the night flight gets de-iced. The vampire was attacked with a knife, a spike, and an ice pick. The I sound very I, very far back in your mouth. We have time to buy some fried fish before we ride the bus. I'd like to arrive on the island 5 minutes early. Now, it's important that we don't get caught in the oi sort of moik kind of thing. Don't round your mouth for this. The choice sound, it might be a little bit more open than you're used to saying. So we've got things like toy, choice, moist, coin, groin, hoist, joist. The boy found joy in employing his voice to make a loud noise. The oil from the boy spoiled the oysters and made them poisonous. The ow sound in mouth is more open, relaxed, ow, ow. So out, pouch, south, house, loud, gouge, dow, round, house, oust, flower. So we've got the ow sound. Sounds a bit like a Canadian, I'd have to say. The count used a towel to dry his mouth. The loud noun featured a foul vowel that was hard to pronounce. The O diphthong in Irish here, we've got a pure O sound. So soap, boat, oak. So you don't move your mouth. You sort of lock into that O, pure O sound. So you might recognize this from like Wisconsin. I think they do that there, right? Fargo, that sort of thing. Soap, boat, oak, coal, rope, joke, both, code, rogue, home, tone, no, toe. I loathe that the noble will ride the colt along the road. My brooch was sewn on the robe with the hole. Right, now we're into the R-coloured parts. Near has got a nice firm R-colouring, beer, deer, career. Here, mere, sincere, interfere, cashier, weir, fear, appear. I fear her tears are sincere. She's weary of her career here. Don't interfere with the yearling, dear. It's acting queer. Air. We've got a nice bright air. Care, fair, pair, there scarce. Mary didn't care for what the fairy had to share. My heir swears with flair because our funds are so scarce. R, you got a bright R sort of sound. Start, part, large, snarl, arch, marvellous, heart. Please carve the turkey for the party with the sharp knife, Charles. The hearty sergeant was far from sharp. The oar sound of north, I've got wrong here. It's not north, that symbol that I've got there. North. It's not quite north, but it's not north. So it's brighter than you might expect. North, far, war, horse, cord, short, orchid, swarm. I adore Laura, who ignores my snoring. The performance of the porn star cost a fortune. Orange, got that bright O sound, almost an orange. Orange, right? So we've got orange, porridge, correspondent, Dorothy, foreign, horrid, historical. Morris has gone horribly moral about Dorothy's torrid foreign affair. We ate porridge and oranges in the forest. Whereas oral, you get that O sound, laureate, boring, chorus, forum, glory, porous. The chorus sang boring songs in the auditorium. Warren attended the forum on the warrior's former glory. The oor sound of cure, you get oor, not or, so boor, poor, tour, assure, lure, contour, the bourgeois fool assured us of the mural's authenticity. The furious gourmet showed his boorishness at the lurid feast. The ir sound, r, is going to be smoothed out to that r sound. Fire, ah, sapphire, admire, buyer, fire, liar. The buyer will wire the squire with the sapphire she admires. Will the liar ever tire of singing in the choir? The hour sound, hour, you're going to flatten that a little bit, like that mouth sound. So you get flower, hour, cower. The rain showered the flowers for 2 hours. The powerless mouse will cower in the bower as we scour the house for him. Finally, we want to consonant changes, and we've got the WH what sound. So they've got lots of air happening on that whale, wharf, whatever. Wheel. Make sure you're not doing the sound that you might, you know, associate with like Mexico, that sort of thing. So it's with your lips. Keep your lips rounded. Lots of air over your lips, like you're blowing out a candle. The L at the end of words is light. So it's the same L you have in the word light as at the end of all the words. So all, whole, mall, rule. Now, don't get tricked into saying al. It's not al right. It's all right. Right. A little bit more lip rounding on your R's. A little bit more friction. Read, rent, write. True, drone. Ta, tip, splashy T. Tammy wrote a letter to Ted, terminating 22 tickets to Timbuktu. It's sort of slushy T rather than a splashy T. Batting, you get that sort of almost a TH kind of quality that Shaw writes with a TH on it. Tendency to dentalize with an S like release. It's almost a latter, better, letter, metal, pity, autumn, cedar. Final T, you get that sort of wet kind of thing. So bait, bite, cut, deposit, got. Great, haste, mate, wait. The TL combination, you get that tl sound that you get in many things in the British Isles, Ireland at the time of the play, part of the British Isles. We get that tl sound, the exploding sideways. So to do this, you got to put the tip of your tongue behind your upper front teeth and explode sideways, tl. So it's sort of like doing Sylvester the Cat, you know, that sort of talking with, I think of it as Sid from Ice Age, that sort of sound. Doing T-L, tl, yeah, so little, metal, wattle, get len, you've got to let that out the side. The beaten, you get that release, either beaten or beaten. So a nasal plosion, gotten, written, lighten, gluten, eaten. So it comes through your nose, not necessarily gotten, but you can do gotten as long as your tea's very wet. Singing, for the more working class or lower class characters, definitely. Whenever Shaw tells you to drop your ing ending, go singing. Though this doesn't apply to words with thing in them. So it's like anything. It's not anything. There are some cases where you might have anything. But most of the time, singing, trying, wanting. You're not going to say sinning, right, for singing. You got to have the sing there. The D-A for the T-H. So this, you've got to put the T-H right on the back of the upper front teeth, and you get sort of a those, them. It's halfway between friction and stopping the sound. Those, them, there, these, brother. The voiceless one is like a T, so we get team, ting, tinkin. We get a little T slipped in between N and S, so dance, fence, whence, difference, patience. And finally, last thing, you got that ch sound slipping in. Factual, ineffectual, perpetuate, actuator, habitual, mutual, gradual, educate, residual. So those are the Irish features that we're exploring in this play. Good luck with it, and I look forward to working with you.